We will now take public testimony on House Bill 1275. Is there any proponents?
Good morning, Chairman Brown, ladies and gentlemen of the Judiciary Committee. Thank you for this opportunity to once again appear. And House Bill 1275 is just a very simply a bill that will change the definition of custodian on page 2, line 12. You see custodian defined, and the intent of House Bill 1275 is to add the statute on unregistered family daycare centers to the definition of custodian, and that's it, pure and simple. I would appreciate your consideration and hope you handle this just as you handled Senate Bill 80. Thank you.
Okay. Any further proponents on House Bill 1275? Proponents.
I'll just be real quick, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. Representative Cooper Garnes, I too support this bill. Thank you.
Any further proponents?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Virginia Weisler, the Administrator for Child Protection Services, and I'm here today to support House Bill 1275. Currently, Child Protection Services receives reports from community members, from parents, and other concerned citizens regarding the care of children in licensed, registered, and unregistered child care settings, and we respond appropriately. However, the current statute does not include unregistered family daycare providers as custodians under the Child Abuse and Neglect Statute. Reports that involve physical abuse and or sexual abuse can be handled by law enforcement. However, situations including neglect, excessive discipline, or emotional maltreatment are not criminal in nature, therefore are not investigated by law enforcement. House Bill 1275 would expand the definition of custodian to unregulated family daycare providers by adding 26.6.14.8. This will help further clarify the Child Protection Services role in investigating allegations of child abuse and neglect involving unregulated family daycare providers and prevent children who may be at risk from falling through the cracks. I believe children in unregistered family daycare settings should be afforded the same protection as those in licensed or registered child care settings. I would appreciate your consideration of House Bill 1275 and ask that you vote yes. Thank you.
Any further proponents of 1275? House Bill 2075. We'll hold up any questions of the committee until we have the proponents and opponents. Is there any opponents to House Bill 1275?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Kitty Worsman. I'm the lobbyist for Eagle Forum, a pro-family organization. I am not comfortable with this bill. I feel like this is a backdoor approach to pull those people in who are not registered. While I trust Secretary Ellen Baker implicitly, he's a very honorable man, and I've known him since the 70s. But to me, the backdoor approach is like, we will work with you if you register. I am certainly not against protecting children. They're very close to my heart. But why is it that the unregistered providers, that they need to be on the list all the time? This is what I see. They want them on the list. I do not like government lists. And I thank you.
Thank you. Any further opponents of House Bill 1275? Any opponents? If not, we'll open the committee up to for questions of the any of the witnesses that have been here testifying. Any questions? Representative Siebert.
Social Services, please. I'm assuming the codified law 26-8 A, B, and C all has to do with daycare or child abuse. Is that true?
That's true.
If I take in a child, 2 or 3 days a week, I would be under this program, right?
If I get paid. If you get paid for daycare?
I don't know if it's daycare. I just take care of a child, babysit. I call it babysit. If I babysit, I'm basically covered under this if I take money.
If you provide care for children, whether you're registered by the state or licensed by the state or providing unregulated babysitting for your next door neighbor, then you would be considered under the statute as a custodian
under
the new law.
Excuse me. Representative Siebert?
You used the word children. How about child?
Same thing.
Representative Siebert.
So I take care of my grandchild 3 days a week, and I get paid for that. I would be under this regulation.
Under the proposed statute, you would be considered custodian, yes.
I have a question in regard to Kitty's concern about her feeling that maybe you're trying to rope them in to be regulated, the unregulated child care. What is your input on her questioning whether this is a sweeping thing to get unregistered daycares into your system?
My agency, or Child Protection Services, has no authority to request that an unregistered provider, child care provider, become registered. If there are concerns within that home that deal with supervision of the children, neglect of the children, perhaps excessive discipline, we would approach the family. We would talk with them about the concerns. We can offer such things as referrals to common sense parenting, to responsive parenting, other training that may be beneficial in their situation. We have a lot of experience with different types of discipline. If there are, other concerns or resources in the community that we can link them with, we can do so. But we have no authority to mandate that they become registered.
A follow-up question on that. She also expressed a concern that perhaps these would be treated a little different than the registered ones. To get your authority over registered daycare centers, is that a concern?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's true. I believe that we would treat the registered, the licensed, the unregulated family daycare providers all the same. Our concern is the safety and protection of that child within that child care setting.
Any other questions? Representative Siebert?
I'll use my grandchild as an example. If I abused my grandchild, I'm still can be found guilty under state codified law somewhere.
Right.
That'd be true?
That's true.
The only difference is this way you would go out through social services.
Correct.
But I would be violating the law whether you go out or whether the sheriff comes to my house.
Correct.
Any further questions of any of the witnesses that have testified? Representative Michaels.
Just hanging out there. So, again, what is the benefit of social services being involved versus the sheriff?
Typically, law enforcement is not going to go out on a report that involves lack of supervision or maybe excessive discipline, emotional maltreatment. Issues or safety to issues that may not involve, that be criminal in nature. Those are the things that typically Child Protection Services would get involved with.
Very well.
We're walking an edge here relative to neglect and true abuse, supervision, mm-hmm. those type of things. I do know of law enforcement investigating those situations based on complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being pejorative or challenging. It's just from the Department of Social Services perspective, you're already doing this in other environments, and this is just an extension, have I understood that
correctly? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Further questions of any of the witnesses from the committee? Not. We'll close the hearing on 1275 from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Any discussion or action on 1275? Representative Siebert.
I'll make a motion for the 41st day.
Motion made for the 41st day. Is there a second? Is there a second? If not, the motion dies for lack of a second. Is there any further motion on 1275 or discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representing Hennings.
I move do pass.
Motion made by Hennings on a do pass motion. Is there a second? Second by Representative Marshall. Any discussion on the do-pass motion? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's first of all start off by thanking Representative Broderick and Representative Garnels for working with a few of us in the committee in the past few days and also the Department of Social Services. I initially had some severe concerns about this bill, an attempt of trying to understand what exactly the change in bringing unregistered daycares under the definition of a custodian meant. However, I think this is actually good for unregistered daycares, and I'm going to explain to you why and why I'm supporting this bill. Many times in the case of a report of abuse or this type of thing, and Representative Siebert was correct, law enforcement would investigate, and this puts this under the jurisdiction of the Department of Social Services. And here's why I like that. Most people don't like agencies, but I, in this case, do, especially in criminal matters. And the reason is before this matter is indicted and goes before a grand jury or before the prosecutor files information and charges this, the agency conducts an internal review and an internal investigation. After that investigation's done, this sheet was handed out the other day, the parent is given an opportunity to respond and go before a department hearing. After that, and here's the most important part of the process, they do have a right to appeal to an administrative law judge. In speaking with the Department of Social Services, there were a number of cases that were dismissed by an administrative law judge. This is something, for those of you that haven't been in front of an administrative law judge, it's something you can do without legal counsel, and in many cases, it's a much faster, streamlined process. Even if the ALJ rules against the daycare provider and the case goes on, you still have the normal circuit court procedure. So I see this as providing some additional protection and procedures for the unregistered daycare provider. So as such, I will be supporting this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion, a do pass motion. Representative Siebert.
I do not support it. I guess from a family standpoint, my kids exchange babysitting, which would be a bartering system, and I think that would fall under compensation. And I find it strange that if I babysit for family members, that I would have to be considered a custodian. And I think there's lots of grandparents babysit, and I don't know if they're compensated or not compensated, but I don't believe that we should be covering those type of situations here, or if somebody just babysitting for one child. I just don't understand why we have to have codified law into our household like that.
Any further discussion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Representatives Bartling?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe? Marshall?
Aye.
Noctegal?
Aye.
Siebert?
No.
Philandra?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. Do pass motion passes on a vote of 11, 1 and 1 absent. And we'll go to the floor.
Thank you very much.